And 6:06, it is fair and 78 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 95 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning with your health. The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority gets its report from the Levitt Company out of Utah on how best to insure Oklahomans without health insurance. One option is to take money that would have been used for Medicaid expansion and to use it to purchase private insurance. State Senate Minority Leader Sean Burrage of Claremore was critical of that plan, saying the state's already spent $250,000 to find out what we already knew. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma Foundation for Medical Quality is worried that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services may be about to eliminate state-based quality improvement organizations.
CMS is proposing to change that model from a state-based to a regional. So the work done in Oklahoma, for instance, by Oklahomans, will change to one done out of a regional hub. It causes us great concern because we think that'll provide a loss in quality and harm the Medicare beneficiary as a result.
That is Craig Cohen. He is the CEO of the foundation. He says rural areas of the state would be hit hard by such a consolidated approach. It's kind of like the ice cream man goes Walmart. Driving through neighborhoods of Tulsa will be a food truck. It's a mobile grocery store that will travel through neighborhoods that don't have a nearby supermarket. It will feature dairy, produce, and meat, as well as other staples. The truck was unveiled last night at the TCC Northeast campus. Tulsa Transit wants $15 million to implement its bus rapid transit system along Peoria. The Indian Nation Council of Governments' James Wagner says Peoria makes the most sense for the PRT.
When you look a half a mile on either side of it, one in seven of the city's residents and 20% of the city's jobs. And so that includes, of course, downtown and all of the business districts along Peoria, Cherry Street, Brookside.
Under the plan, the wait would be about 15 to 20 minutes for a bus. Tulsa Transit and NCOG are asking the city council for the project to be included in upcoming capital improvement projects. While city councilors move forward a new street package for Tulsa, it tops out at $470 million. That is 56 more than voters approved in phase one of the Fix Our Streets campaign back in 2008. One new case of HIV and three new cases of hepatitis C have been reported in an ongoing health scare involving thousands of former patients of a Tulsa oral surgeon whose offices were deemed unsanitary by inspectors. The Tulsa Health Department said yesterday that there were now four patients of Dr. Scott Harrington who tested positive for HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. Jurisdiction from the FBI to the U.S. Attorney in Tulsa joined police forces to crack down on violent crimes in one troubled Tulsa neighborhood.
The Violent Crime Initiative, which focused on the 61st and South Peoria area, began in April. The crime sweep that resulted in 110 arrests was prompted by a quadruple homicide at Fairmont Terrace. U.S. Attorney Danny Williams says it was designed to get the worst of the worst off the streets.
Violent crime and behavior will not be tolerated in our community. We cannot and will not be passive when it comes to violent crime.
But Williams says another element of the initiative is to help nonviolent criminals get resources they need to break the often generational cycle of crime. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, clouds giving way to full sunshine, hot 95 for a high, partly clear tonight, 65 for a low. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is fair and 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.